Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. VJ is in Florida, so hopefully he will be calling in shortly to help me host this episode. We will be talking about the Mad Dads in Jacksonville, the chapter we've got down there. And oh, look at there's VJ. Hey, VJ, you saved me. I was a little worried for a minute. That I was going to have to do this whole show by myself.
Well, I'm sure you have capable people in that office. Where's the rest of your friends and coworkers at? Aren't they around to help you today?
We right here. Got our back.
Well, I got Sarita got my back.
Sarita got your back. She's a qualified individual. Greetings, everybody, from wonderful Jacksonville, Florida. I just left a meeting with law enforcement, community leaders, and a lot of wonderful people that are talking about the crime in the Black Community Conference, and we're excited about coming together in May for the 29th National Conference on Preventing Crime in the Black Community. A lot of us will be coming down here in Jacksonville, Florida, and we'll be bringing leaders. They plan on bringing about 400 youth here for this event. That's May 28th to the 30th, and it's going to be really exciting. I'm really excited because there are some scholarships, so if you're interested and you want to know more, all you need to do is go to www.preventblackcrime.com, and you will get an opportunity to register for a scholarship or to see, maybe you can get a scholarship and you only have to pay your way down here, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Mark it on your calendar, May the 28th to the 30th. While I was down here in Jacksonville, Florida, I did a number of things. There's two great leaders, which is Elder Floyd. He is the president of the Jacksonville chapter of Mad Dads. We recognize him for his dedication and hard work to the organization, and also there was the Bishop Long of the Potter's House, which is a dynamic church out here that has been supporting Mad Dads for about 15 years, and we recognize him as a leader for supporting an organization, and I think it's important that we have these kinds of partnerships to make it happen. In Jacksonville, we also did a street outreach, and we had three families with us that were victims of homicide. One was a young Caucasian male. Somebody just ran over him, and he was with his friends. And it appears to be some information that may lend to see it was something that had something to do with maybe a robbery or something like that. We're not sure, but this young man was killed, and they think his friends had something to do with it. But nobody's coming forward. And so we were out with three different families of homicide, walking the streets, knocking on doors, trying to solve homicides out here. And it was really interesting to see whites, blacks, and everybody come together for the same cause. It was really excellent. So I've been out here doing a lot of work with the community and doing a lot of work to broaden our national movement so people can support chapters across the country. Did two television interviews while I was here, and so it's been real busy out here. But most of all, I've been really happy and blessed that I have not put my coat on since I left. That's been a wonderful thing.
I don't want to hear about that, VJ. I've been watching your videos and all your pictures and how sunny and pretty it looks down there. It's cold up here.
Well, you know, if you're watching my videos, I would hope that if you're looking at pictures, I'd hope that you would, you know, that you've seen the one I did with the little white baby, and he was in his
yes,
baby
I did,
carriage.
And I was wondering where you found that little baby.
And you know, I wish that you could have just said something like a comment or something, even though you're jealous, and even though you and Sarita are haters. You know, you're both haters.
Oh, whoa, 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 not that far.
Hey,
not
I'm
that
hating.
Far.
I'm hating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay, so Sarita, you're not hating?
No.
Yeah, I'm hating. I'll be honest. Bring
okay,
some back.
Okay.
I'm
bring
jealous.
Back,
I'm
yeah.
not hating.
Okay, so you ain't went as far as hating, but you did go as far as jealous. Okay, well, good. I'm glad
yeah.
to know that. Well, you know, here's some more great news for me. Bad news for you. Delta Airlines just notified me that my flight will be late, and I can stay here a little bit longer if I want to. And I was just thinking, that is great. I will do that. I will
Southwest Center has an opening.
Yeah, I will stay here a little longer. You know, Jacksonville, Florida is a great state, but it also has a lot of issues. As you know, Trayvon Martin and all that stuff, and these people are talking about this stuff in a big way down here, and there's a lot of tension in the air still about Trayvon Martin and all the different things, the racism things that go on in Jacksonville, Florida. They have a lot of work to do. Being in the midst of the community, I had a chance to listen to conversations that we don't normally hear in Minnesota because we're so far removed from it that we don't hear it in the way that you hear it here at conversations at the dinner table and different places. But also it is a great place for great promise for our young people. They're doing a lot of great things, basketball teams and a lot of youth programs and a lot of youth activities that are going on that are really being productive here in the community. And I think it's important that we continue to bring on entities that support our community. And I've been down here trying to make connections to build on. Matter of fact, I met the vice president of the Jacksonville, Florida chapter, Mad Dads, and he is a young man. He kind of shadowed me while I was here and picked my brain and got a lot of information about what we do in Minnesota, how we do it, and how he can have an impact and do some impactful things in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're excited about the Elder Floyd is having surgery, I think, in a week or two. And so he's preparing this young man to step up to be the next president of the Jacksonville, Florida chapter. We're excited about that, and I'm excited to be able to meet new leadership and to find out how the impact. It was really amazing, the impact that, you know, they have their own Facebook, and they do a lot of updates and
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing about all the people that connect with them. I know that you said that you're going to get some information and pull some stuff up. Did you get some information that you want to share?
I did find a little bit about. I just looked at their actual website, and I found out mainly like what they do on a regular basis with like the street mentoring patrol training. That they host the training for neighborhood groups that need to learn the necessary fundamentals to help lower crime in their communities. So it sounds like they do, like, some type of little group thing. I don't know if it's monthly or weekly or whatnot. Maybe you know?
Yeah.
About their mentoring patrolling?
Yeah, I don't know exactly when all they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that they do it, quite often. Matter of fact, anytime that there is a homicide, they do outreach and a training, which is really nice. So then people get an opportunity. And one of the things they do is they make sure that when you fill the application out to be a part of Mad Dads, they get a chance to train you first before you even get the chance to hit the streets. So that was really
oh, wow.
nice to know that. And they have a number of men that are, I mean, just really dedicated. You know, they all of them have these magnets that they put on their cars. So whenever they go do a Mad Dad event, they just go in the trunk, open up the trunk, stick the magnet on their car, and they show up at the event. Everybody knows it's Mad Dad. It's kind of really cool. I thought maybe I should get that concept, but so many of us don't have cars. With that bicycle. Put that magnet on your
we'll
bicycle.
We'll put it on the bike.
Yeah. Sarita, put that magnet around your neck. But But I thought that was really interesting, that the magnet part. And we did, we used to have magnets, and we kind of got away from them, but it just kind of re-energized me to get, maybe do that again. That it was a great concept. Anything else that you found out about Jacksonville?
I found out that they have a, I took the pledge community day. And that is an annual, I took the pledge program is a day set aside where youth from local elementary schools come together to take a solemn pledge to remain drug and violence free. City and community leaders join together with the youth to take the pledge as well. During our 2010 event, 3,000 youth met and took the pledge to stay violence and drug free. More than 15,000 pledge cards have been signed by area youth since the program's inception. That's a lot of youth that they're saving right there off of that.
Yeah, and 2 years ago they had me come in as the keynote speaker for that event. It was really amazing to see busloads and busloads of kids come into a auditorium and begin to take a pledge. I was just speaking. I talked about my life, and I think it was really nice for me to be able to come in and have an impact on their lives. Just think, you know, those, all those kids got a chance to hear my story, and then they took a pledge after that that they would not do. And that's where I got the I took a pledge sheet that we take into the schools. That's where I got that from, was from the pledge that they take. And I just designed our own form, and I've been using that, you know, and it's really been a wonderful tool that we've been able to use. I was just sharing with somebody down here about our cupcakes and how we're going to be forming a little group called Mad Dad's Cupcakes. And everybody's like, wow, that sounds like such a cool name. And so every time I mention it, people get really excited. So, Sarita, how are we coming with the Mad Dad's Cupcakes?
Say it again.
How are we coming with the Mad Dad's Cupcakes?
Oh, we are coming along. I have to sit with someone. I'm trying to talk to somebody to get their uniforms and different things like that. But we're coming along.
Okay. And have we decided what cupcakes mean something, or was it going to be an acronym, or is it, and at what ages are the girls going to be?
Okay, the ages will be from 7 to 11. And I did come up with an acronym, but I left it in my folder at home. So I do have an acronym, really good one, actually.
Oh, good. Oh, man, that's great. That is wonderful. So, you know, those are the kind of things, the ideas. We're bringing stuff back from Jacksonville, Florida, where we're giving them ideas and sharing stuff about what we do. People are really impressed with the fact that we have an outreach unit, that we're on the street so much that, you know, lately we've been working in the Mall of America, and we've really been making an impact and a big difference in the Mall of America. And I must say to the outreach team, I want to thank them so very much for their hard work, and I want to thank everybody that came and attended the staff meeting on Monday because from what I heard and what I've seen on the videos that I got, man, it was just a lot of tears were shed. A lot of people were just crying out, and, you know, we all hurt too, and it's good to have a family that comes together and be able to really share how they feel. And so I'm thankful for that. I wish I could have been there and really, you know, shared with my thoughts and my feelings. Sweet, I hear that you were there and that it was really a wonderful meeting.
Yes, it was wonderful. Very emotional, but it was wonderful.
And I think that's good. You know, that's I think Lonville said it was it reminded him of back in the day when when he first started, we had those kind of powerful meetings. So I think that we just need to stay focused on who we are and coming together as a team. I think it's important to do that. You know, one of the things is I know you guys are saying, okay, you know, Jacksonville, Florida has a, you know, when I look at the news compared to our news, man, when they get to the crime part, it's like one thing after another. It's like, wow, somebody got shot here, I'm like, wow, man, there's a big increase. And I sometimes wonder, you know, is that because it's always warm here, it's always hot, it's always crime? I mean, it seems like maybe the weather adds on to the amount of crime versus, you know, our crime went down. It goes down in the, you know, November, December, January, February, our crime goes down and then picks back up in, you know, in May, June, July, and August. Those are our toughest months. And so I wonder how much of the crime has to do with weather.
It probably has a lot to do with it, you know, because nobody wants to be cold, even robbers.
I mean, I personally think it got a whole lot to do with it, because when you think about it, when it's cold, everyone's in the house. They're kind of saying,
minding their own business.
And but when
doing
it's hot, everyone's outside, everyone's everywhere, everyone's getting into things. So, I mean, that's even with us. We have more of our crime in the summertime.
Yep.
It comes all the way down in the wintertime.
Well, while we're on the radio show, I want to give just a lot of love and support to both families, the Lewis family, which they had their funeral, and I want to thank the Mad Dads for being there to support the family at Shiloh Temple International Ministries this past Saturday. Thank them very much for being there and providing security and assistance to the families, and also to the Garrett family, that family did survive. And so they just moved into their new place. Congratulations, Garrett family. And if anybody's listening and they have any furniture or mattresses or beds, the Garrett family needs mattresses, beds, and furniture for their home. They do have another place, but it's kind of bare. They don't have any furniture in there. So if anybody knows anybody that could help that family out, please contact Matt Dez. Let us know. And Erica, if you could maybe... maybe we could post something on our Facebook, just asking people to contact us on behalf of the Garrett family. You know, I do have their pictures, so you can take their picture out and then just post a little something for us, because a lot of times people have furniture that they don't want. It's just sitting around, and you know, some people can't afford to buy new furniture, and, you know, they were looking for a reason to buy new furniture.
Well, and with it being this time of year and stuff, a lot of people are, you know, looking to get rid of their old stuff and get new stuff with their tax money and whatnot. So I'll definitely put something up for them and ask for some.
Absolutely. And so I told her to hit us up with a list of things that they needed. And so maybe I'll get that list to you, too. You know.
Okay.
If there seems to be a lot of energy around. The other thing I want to put out is that to our youth leaders, I've been talking a lot to young people, and I found out we got so many talented and intelligent young people that want to learn how to lead better. And so myself and John Turner Seed are going to start doing every 2 or 3 months, we're going to do a leadership kind of a forum, where we're going to bring young leaders that want to learn and pick our brains and learn from us an opportunity to sit down and ask questions about our struggles, how we maintain, how we do the work we do. And I think that this will be a great time for people just to learn. And I want to be able to pour into folks. I think so many times I've seen people die, and you don't know how they did it. You wonder, like, man, who got that information? You know, who got that wisdom before that person died? And so many times I think it's important. So before I go, I want to be able to say, you know, that's why it's so important. I always try to make appointments with Sarita and with you and others that I want to be able to pour into. I want to be able to share with. And sometimes you guys, you know, don't take advantage of that as much as I would like for you to, especially well, I ain't going to say especially, because then I'd have to say both of y'all, because y'all two are special people that I'll be trying to pour into, and I have to make y'all meet with me, you know, which is okay.
Yeah, special DJ, I looked at that picture that we took. Have you seen that yet?
Which picture?
The one that we took of all of us that apparently is going on that huge stand-up banner.
Right.
I know he had like at least 8 to 10 pictures that he took of us as a group. Why did we pick the one with me looking like I'm asleep?
Oh no.
Okay. Well, I don't know if the radio show was the time that I was talking about meeting with me, and I don't know how we got to that. And I was talking about you and Sarita not meeting with me. I don't even know how you got to that picture, but.
Because you said that I was special, well, that picture makes me look special.
Oh. Now that, you know what, I am really, I want to laugh out loud, but I'm trying to keep my professional radio voice here and to really stay on the subject. But, yes, you are special, and I love you to death, and I love Sarita, and I just want to pour into young people and help them get where they need to get, and I think it's important, and we'll have to look at the picture piece, okay? But I also think it's important. So one of the things I'm going to be asking you to do, Eric, is to formulate a forum where I'm going to put out a blast and have people that want to be a part of learning from me an opportunity to sign up. So I want to put something on Facebook, on Twitter, and then get people to just email something back saying, I want to be a part of the leadership team, or I want to be a part of the leadership forum, and here's my information, and then we collect that and then let them know what day we meet, when we meet, and we have a meeting, and people just connect. You know, that's what I want to do. So put that on your
That's a good idea, VJ.
Yeah, so put that on your list of things to do, and let's get an update from Sarita, kind of what's going on over there, and I'll get an update from you, kind of what's going on in Minneapolis, what did I miss out on, how things are going in the call center, and then I'll have you talk a little bit about what's going on with our events, how we're coming with that. So let's hear from Sarita, what's going on with the call center and what's happening with our support groups and all that.
Well, the call center is going great. We're getting more and more people to come in. It seems to be going great, actually. I mean, out of all of staff, we have like,
And so just talk a little bit about what you do at the support group and how you feel people are being impacted and the kids are being impacted from coming to the support group.
Well, I think the kids, I think the parents and the kids are being impacted. The parents, because they're coming and they're getting the support they need. They're listening to parenting conversations. They're getting advice from other people, professional people as well as other people. So I think that's a lot of help because a lot of us are parents and we still learning our way through being a parent. You know, it's not an easy job. So I think parents are benefiting from the live. The children seem to be benefiting a whole lot, too, because it's basically like an after-school program. And we do a lot of different things with them. We just left African-American Month, so we actually made books of a lot of African-Americans and read things about, you know, Black History Month and all type of things. So it's like an extra after-school program for the children. So they love it. And actually, a couple of the girls want to be a part of the cupcakes. So I'm going to recruiting over at the daycare.
Well, that's great. The other thing I wanted to say to you is that do you see the impact that the parents, by the parents coming to parenting group and healthy relationship group, do you see the impact that that has on the kids? And if you do, in what way?
Well, I guess I could say this. It's always said that it takes a neighborhood to raise children. So I think it's a big impact because I noticed just like last week a parent came to us about an issue she was having with one of our kids, and she see how much the kid looks up to us, so she asked us to talk to him also. So I think it impacts a lot because now they're not only getting, you know, talked to by their parents or support by their parents, they got it from us too. So they come to us when things are happening. They even come and invite us to things that their children are doing. So it's almost like they're making us a part of the children's lives. So I think it's a big impact.
I think that's great, and I want to thank you for, you know, you work double time sometimes. You kind of like you and Erica, you know, she has another job that she does when she leaves, and so do you. 2 days a week you do the daycare, and, you know, it's a great thing. But you're doing more than daycare because you're connecting with kids and you're having an impact on their life, and you're another adult. They get to pour in. When I see kids run up to you and say stuff, and they really enjoy you. There's nothing worse than having somebody watch kids that don't like kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like a teacher that teaches but can't stand teaching, you know. And
yeah.
And I love being out on the streets and talking to people. And one of the things I hate about what I've done in my life, and I don't want to use the word hate really, but it's kind of almost that way, but I am forced now because we have so many people and staff on board and people have to try to survive that I'm forced to spend a lot more time, you know, in offices and meeting with folks and I would much rather just be on the streets all the time, just on the streets, just in a, touching people's lives. So it was interesting. I was hungry last night, and I was looking for something to eat. And I went to this little pizza place, and I was in there, and it just felt like, you know, in my spirit, I wanted to say something to this young lady that was a waitress. And I was telling her what I thought about her. And she said, "But you don't even know me. How do you know that?" And I was saying, "I don't know, but here's what I do know." And I was telling her what she should do, her next steps, and what she should do with her life. And she was like, "Oh, my God, you must be a minister or something. I don't know. How did you know? It's all true." And it's just that that's what God kind of made me for, to be like that. And so no matter where I'm at, I'm always doing outreach. I'm always reaching out to communities, always reaching out. You know, as soon as I got to Jacksonville, I was in my hotel, and I was like, "I want to go to the hood." And so I made sure I found the hood. And I just sit there and listen to people talk crazy. You know, I mean, I was at this barbecue place, and I really wasn't that hungry, but I just wanted to be around my people, and they were just really talking crazy. And I was just having a ball, just listening to them. I was interacting, and I was all in their stuff, all in their business. I was just having a good time. That was more fun to me than sitting at the pool, you know, or somewhere, you know, in the hotel. I wanted to be out amongst my people, and I just love it. No matter where I go in the country, I always try to look for the hood so I can be close to my people, you know, and have an impact. So I got some other stories that I can't say on the radio that I'll tell and talk about my experiences in the hood, though. But I
don't mind.
I had some pretty interesting experiences, and so I look forward to sharing that when they come to Monday meeting. It's kind of going to really make you laugh. So, Erica, why don't you talk about what's going on? Erica, why don't you talk about what's going on, what are the events, and what's happening?
Ooh, my goodness, where to start? I've been really busting out on this parade thing, trying to get people from all different areas and different, you know, cultures and groups and stuff into this Fourth Avenue Days Parade. And I've been talking a lot to Dell and Angie about the registration forms and then save the dates and stuff like that. So that's really kind of coming along and starting to come together. Once we start getting people signed up for the parade, then it'll really start looking good for us. So I'm working with Cub trying to get another date for a mentoring event for the month of March. And I'm also working with the Warriors youth basketball team on trying to finish up their flyer for their fundraiser coming up at the end of this month when they're going to be bagging groceries over at Cubs on Lake Street.
Well, that's great.
That's just like a drop in the bucket.
Sounds like a lot of wonderful things going on. Just reporting to you live, everybody, from Jacksonville, Florida. Be returning. Be back at on the job tomorrow, so it looks like they're delaying my flight. So it looks like I just got another call. Maybe they delayed it for a whole day. I don't know, so we'll have to figure that out. I ain't got nowhere to stay if they delay it for a whole day. I might be out on the streets, but you know what? It's not cold here, so I can lay down on a bench. And if I'm on a bench, I'll just stay up all night on Facebook like Sarita and talk to her all night on Facebook, because she'll be up anyway. Now, Erica won't, because she gets tired. Erica's good for about midnight. You can talk to Erica. Then after that, she disappears. But,
yeah, and then I go to sleep till about 2, and then I get back on at about 3.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I'll switch up between you and Erica. I'll be okay. I have somebody to talk to. I just want to thank you all for holding the show down. Thank you for holding the office down, and thank you for all the work that both of you do and everybody in the staff that does to make Keep Mad Dads going. It's a wonderful organization. I don't know what else I would do. I really love the work that we do, and I love the fact that I have good people like you, each and every one of you in Mad Dads, to make it happen. So God bless you guys, and continue to keep me in prayer as I travel back to Minnesota. I'm looking forward to it. Got my coat in the trunk. I haven't had it on in about 4 or 5 days, and I look forward to putting it back on and, just getting back out there. So.
No, I'm over here shaking my head at you because you're lucky in that nice weather, but you'll be back in the cold tomorrow.
Well, you know,
I definitely will keep you in my prayers.
if we're lucky. And don't forget the support group is tonight. I won't be facilitating. John Tennessee will be facilitating. It starts at 5 o'clock at 3023 4th Avenue South with food and daycare by yours truly, Sarita, and company. We'll be over there watching the babies, you know, having a great time, making it just like an after-school party, man. They know how to party like no others with the babies. You know, and Sarita's just a little kid at heart anyway. She ain't going to never grow up. I see her 90 years old having a little rattler. Hey! She's just going to be like, that's how it is. God bless her. I'm so glad that that she's got that much youthful energy in her, and, you know, she'll never grow old like that. You know, don't forget, it's every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 o'clock. It's free. It's open to the public. Anybody can come. Just come on and share. And for everybody in Jacksonville, Florida, thank you. Elder Floyd, the president of the Jacksonville chapter, and AJ, the vice president, and the rest of the staff that treated me so well out in Jacksonville, Florida, man. They made sure, if I didn't know how to get to the place, they came to my hotel and followed me and made sure I got there. It was just tremendously, they were tremendously nice to me. And I had a great time, and I'm looking forward to coming back again in May for the Crown of the Black Community Conference. I want to thank you once again. Each and everybody, you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad right here, National Blog Talk Radio. God bless y'all.
Bye.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.